Sang Kuriang. Long time ago in West Java, lived a beautiful girl named Dayang Sumbi. She was also smart and clever. Her beauty and intelligence made a prince from the heavenly kingdom of Kayangan desire her as his wife. The prince asked permission from his father to marry Dayang Sumbi. People from Kayangan could never live side by side with humans, but his father approved on one condition. When they had a child, the prince would transform into a dog. The prince accepted the condition. They got married and lived happily in the woods until Dayang Sumbi gave birth to a baby boy. The prince then changed into a dog named Tumang. Their son is named Sang Kuriang. He was a very smart and handsome like his father. Every day he hunted animals and looked for fruits to eat. One day when he was hunting, Sang Kuriang accidentally killed Tumang. His arrow missed the deer he was targeting and hit Tumang instead. He went home and tells her mother about the dog. What? Then Sumbi was appalled. Driven by sadness and anger, she grabbed a weaving tool and hit Sang Kuriang's head with it. Dayang Sumbi was so sad. She didn't pay any attention to Sang Kuriang and started to cry. Sang Kuriang feels sad and also confused. How can his mother love a dog more than him? Sang Kuriang then decided to go away from their home and went on a journey. In the morning, Dayang Sumbi finally stopped crying. She started to feel better, so she went to find Sang Kuriang. But her son was nowhere to be found. She looked everywhere, but still couldn't find him. Finally, she went home with nothing. She was exhausted. She fell asleep, and in her dream, she met her husband.
Dayang Sumbi, don't be sad. Go look for my body in the woods and get the heart, soak it with water, and use the water to bathe, and you will look young forever, said the prince in her dream.
After bathing with the water used to soak the dog's heart, Dayang Sumbi looked more beautiful and even younger. And time passed by. Sang Kuriang on his journey stopped at a village and met and fell in love with a beautiful girl. He didn't realize that the village was his homeland and the beautiful girl was his own mother, Dayang Sumbi. Their love grew naturally and he asked the girl to marry him. One day, Sang Kuriang was going on a hunt. He asked Dayang Sumbi to fix the turban on his head. Dayang Sumbi was startled when she saw a scar on his head at the same place where she, years ago, hit Sang Kuriang on the head. After the young man left, Dayang Sumbi prayed for guidance. After praying, she became convinced that the young man was indeed her missing son. She realized that she had to do something to prevent Sang Kuriang from marrying her, but she did not wish to disappoint him by canceling the wedding. So although she agreed to marry Sang Kuriang, she would do so only on the condition that he provides her with a lake and build a beautiful boat all in one night. Sang Kuriang accepted this condition without a doubt. He had spent his youth studying magical arts. After the sun went down, Sang Kuriang went to the hill. Then he called a group of genie to build a dam around Citarum River. Then he commanded the genie to cut down trees and build a boat. A few moments before dawn, Sang Kuryang and his genie servants almost finished the boat. Dayang Sunbi, who had been spying on him, realized that Sang Kuryang would fulfill the condition she had set. Dayang Sunbi immediately woke all the women in the village and asked them to wave a long red scarf. All the women in the village were waving red scarf, making it look as if dawn was breaking. Deceived by this false dawn, the cock crowed, and farmers rose for the new day. Sang Kuryang's genie servants immediately dropped their work and ran for cover from the sun, which they feared. Sang Kuryang grew furious. With all his anger, he kicked the unfinished boat. The boat flew and landed on a valley. The boat then became a mountain called Mount Tangkuban Perahu. Tangkuban means upturned or upside down, and Perahu means boat. With his power, he destroyed the dam. The water drained from the lake, becoming a wide plain, and nowadays became a city called Bandung, from the word Bandung, which means dam.